You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I reached out to the Department of Conservation regarding their current Jobs for Nature program, but unfortunately no one was available to talk to me this morning. However, I was sent some information regarding how the program is going. When allocating resources in the government's COVID-19 recovery plan, they set aside $1.3 billion to invest in environmental work, creating 11,000 jobs across the country. $200 million of this is going towards DOC's Jobs for Nature program, which will create jobs to boost predator control efforts, restore wetlands, regenerate planting, and improve and maintain recreational and visitor assets on public conservation land. DOC was presented with a unique opportunity post-COVID, where along with other government agencies, they were asked to design their own post-COVID response strategy. This was an unprecedented opportunity for DOC to assess conservation needs around the country and evaluate how we can direct resources into urgent conservation projects. The ethos behind this program is Toitū te marae a tāne, Toitū te marae a tangaroa, Toitū te tangata. If the land is well and the sea is well, the people will thrive. And the project is based in the understanding that the health of our people and environment are closely linked. According to DOC, this project is set to create over 1,800 new jobs, and Conservation Minister Eugenie Sage says jobs will be primarily through agencies such as QEII, the Landcare Trust, regional councils and landowner groups. I was interested to explore whether the nature of the work is such that people in struggling industries such as tourism may have a transferable skill set that will open up employment opportunities in the Jobs for Nature program. As such a fresh program, it was imperative that there was a way in which DOC could identify a potential labour force, and looking at Queenstown, we can see how they have done that. DOC, Queenstown Lakes District Council, Otago Regional Council and local businesses have established a workforce group to pilot projects including refurbishing tracks, carrying out predator trapping and supporting wildling conifer control work. Jeff Owens, DOC's operations manager in Wakatipu, commented on this, saying that Queenstown has been hard hit by the downturn in tourism, and this group will bring together those in need of work, initially from within the tourism sector, to prepare them for nature-based employment opportunities that are being identified across Queenstown and Wanaka. While this group remains in its initial stages, Owen says that investing in a team now will mean that there is access to a fit-for-purpose labour force who can be deployed quickly when larger conservation projects begin. DOC has directed funding into three streams: Kaimahi for Nature, targeted towards helping distressed businesses maintain their workforce through nature-based jobs; Restoring Nature for enhancing biodiversity on public and private land, including freshwater initiatives; and Protecting Nature for creating employment while carrying out pest and predator control. DOC is currently in the process of initialising projects and starting to see boots on the ground, hence why there was no one available to talk about it this morning. They are currently working with their partners to distribute funding, allowing them to start the recruitment process. The formation of alliances with treaty partners, regional councils, and other government agencies are intended to cement and ensure strong integrated outcomes now and in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.